Reshma Sahoni, and she's the CEO of SeedCamp. It's something that you're going to hear quite a bit about over the next few days. And if you're looking into the internet and looking at development and new startups and those kind of things, entrepreneurship, the word SeedCamp is going to come over and over again. So let's find out what SeedCamp is all about. Welcome. Thanks. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be in Joburg. So SeedCamp is two things. We're a microseed fund, so we put a little bit of money to work behind startups that are sort of prototype stage, and we help them get off the ground. And secondly, we're a platform for bringing entrepreneurs and experts and mentors all around the tech industry together.
That's amazing. How did SeedCamp actually start?
Yeah, actually, people here listening to you will be proud to hear it was started by a South African. So Saul Klein, it was his brainchild. He is in London now, obviously. And so he had this idea, and I got together with him early on, and we started SeedCamp 2007.
And some of the success stories that have come out since 2007?
Yeah, we actually have invested in 22 companies in the past 2.5 years, which, again, from the complaints I've been hearing here, people will be excited to know about. And we've got a company called Zamanta, which, if you're bloggers at all, you probably heard of it. We've got another company called Erply, which is much more in the kind of in the ERP space, so, you know, for SMEs and whatnot. So, and a couple gaming companies as well.
That's amazing. And I think it's a great initiative because there are so many entrepreneurs out there that are on the world of technology and they just don't know where to start. And I think that SeedCamp is a very, very important, not only a stepping stone, but a guidance partner.
Absolutely. I mean, and what we try to do is we feel that if you're really starting up early, that's when you need the mentorship the most. You know, it's not when you have it all figured out already. So it's absolutely crucial that they get to meet, you know, today 30, 40 people who hopefully they'll keep in contact with and get a lot of learnings from.
So now, somebody listening to this and thinking to themselves, you know, they've got this great idea in their minds. They've got something that they know is going to work. What do they do? I mean, do they contact SeedCamp directly? What's your advice to a young entrepreneur who's probably studied something and has got this incredible idea that they don't know what to do and they're scared to discuss it with somebody else in case somebody steals the idea?
Actually, I mean, that's probably, you know, the worst thing about entrepreneurs I find sometimes is they're too secretive. Actually, you have to get out there. Don't share your secret sauce, of course, but, you know, you got to be talking about the idea because you have no idea who else is working on it. And you can use all the help and execution that you need. So in terms of your original question, though, you know, apply to SeedCamp. One thing about us is we move very fast. So we've got different locations. We're all around in Europe, and now obviously here we'll be in Asia as well later in the year. So apply to SeedCamp, hop on a plane. That's all it takes, obviously, if you're selected. And hey, I'm talking to a bunch of people about doing more stuff in Africa, so hopefully more things will be right on the doorstep here.
And we've seen some great projects in Africa. We've seen Ushahidi. I mean, there's some amazing examples. And you know, there's, you know, sometimes African entrepreneurs are concerned that, you know, they've got to contend with North America, for example, where all the money is, where all the brains are, and where all the connections are. What is your message to them? Because essentially that does play an important role, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, I see it. You know, I see it in Europe, obviously, particularly, but here as well. I mean, there's in a way you can't get away from. You kind of have to get out there. So whether you're coming to London or to the Valley, you've got to make some inroads there. And so again, if you can afford it, and I know that that's tough, obviously, but if you can't afford it, go spend a little bit of time out there. And otherwise, you know, I do think the VC industry here is starting to grow up and will mature as well. So I do think finding people here who are well connected into those other markets is probably the next best thing to being out there.
Reshma Sahoni, CEO of SeedCamp, thank you for joining us. It's seedcamp.com.
Exactly, seedcamp.com. Thanks so much. It was fun.
Have a good day.
Thanks.